Hello?
Good evening. I'm looking for Joaquin.
Yeah, that's me.
This is Nazi Dracula. Blah.
Hey there, Nazi. How's it going?
Okay, this is my real voice. I promise I don't sound like Dracula.
It's all right.
I'll tell you, I liked your book, man.
Thank you. Thanks, man.
It's called Scary, A Book of Horrible Things for Kids.
Yes, that's
my,
right.
My only problem, though,
yeah,
it's not for kids.
Yeah, yeah.
You say it's for kids, and then we go into the chapter about, beheading. Then there's another chapter about eating bugs.
Wasn't everybody interested in beheadings when they were a kid?
I don't know. Now, we're talking to the author, of course, of Scary, A Book of Horrible Things for Kids. And, you know, we're getting ready for Halloween, and people love to be scared and freaked out around Halloween. So is that the reason why you decided to release this book now?
That's the reason that the publishing company decided to release it now. Yes, it is.
Perfect timing for the holidays. Now,
yes.
What were you most scared of as a kid?
You know, I've been thinking about that. I've been asked that a couple times, and I think I was really scared of guillotines. They really freaked me out a lot. The idea of losing your head and that being how you see things and hear things, and I always used to wonder what it'd be like to have your head separated from your body. So I think guillotines really put the fear in me.
That's pretty gross. And there's a chapter in your book. It's about the guillotine, and you go into detail how your head actually lives for 30 seconds.
That's right.
After it gets chopped off.
Right.
Yeah, once again, not for kids. All right, kids? No. It's
only for the brave.
Well, actually, it says that right, too. It says, yeah, only the brave kids. Only brave people should read this. Now, let's talk about Horace. Who is Horace throughout this whole book?
Horace is he's an imaginary friend. He can change shape. He can't really be hurt. He can be mashed up, broken, burned. And it doesn't really affect him. He can just reshape himself.
So he's basically indestructible.
He is.
Can do what he wants, and he's the narrator of this whole book.
Yes, he is. He's also the main character in the next book, which is a fiction novel.
Joaquin, is he your alter ego? Is he who you wish you could be?
I'm on my better days. You're probably right.
That's who you wish. You can do anything, go anywhere, and not have any consequences.
Oh, my gosh. I never thought about it. I think you're right.
I'm telling you. I'm going deep here. So
yeah.
What is Horace's plans for future books?
Yeah, there's a fiction series plan next, and Hylas Publishing, which you can find at hylaspublishing.com, is also publishing this series. I'm already working on the first book from that series. That should be published summer of 2006.
Oh, so it's coming out very soon.
Yeah.
In this book, Scary, A Book of Horrible Things for Kids, what is the absolute most scariest story in here? I'll tell you mine.
Okay.
What do you think the most scariest story in here is?
I wonder about that myself. I think it's probably toward the back of the book. I'm thinking it might be with the beheading and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Mine, without a doubt, the scariest thing in here is the one when you describe a lobster and you compare it to a spider.
Oh, yeah.
That is just disgusting.
Yeah.
How did you figure, where did you get the information for this? How did you know this?
You know, a little bit of reading and wondering why the heck lobsters look so strange, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you go into detail, you say how they have teeth in their stomach and they're cannibals and they can eat other lobsters.
They do. They're pretty creepy little bugs there, you know? We dress them up and put them on nice plates and we forget about it.
Yeah, exactly. We cook them up. Now, obviously, there's some gory stories in here, and they're all quick, like one or two pages long.
Yeah.
You go right through. Obviously, some are more scary and disgusting than others. What's more appropriate for little kids? What chapters in here wouldn't scare the little kids?
Well, I think from what I've seen, you know, I've had a couple readings so far, and from what I've seen, they really do like the bugs and the snakes. It's kind of the wimpy adults.
It's us.
Yeah.
Weak-stomached adults.
Yeah, I mean, I think the desert one is pretty, you know, that holds back a little bit. It just paints broad strokes. But kids, they like being scared, you know, they do. So.
And I think this is a safe place for them to be scared because they can just close the book.
That's right.
It's not like you're at the movies with your parents and you have to close your eyes.
That's right.
You can just stop reading it. But that's good. Now, which stories in this book do the kids best respond to?
They really like the spiders. They get really grossed out, and at the same time, they look really happy at the same time. It's a pretty interesting expression.
Now, is there anything that Horace is actually scared of in this book?
In this book, no, Horace is not scared of anything. He's more of a protective guide. He's the guy who's not scared. He's going to usher you through the scary stories. And like it says in the book, he might have a frightening appearance, but he has the kids at heart. That's what he's interested in.
He doesn't have a frightening appearance. So he's got a big round Charlie Brown head with big fang teeth and carrying a bottle of poison. Come on.
Yeah.
He's all right. So obviously working on another book. Now, do you plan on doing any adult books, or are you going to stick with kids' series books?
I do write for adults. I just don't have anything contracted yet for that. So, I mean, like you say, I'd like to think that the stuff I work on operates on a couple different levels. So the fiction series I'm doing is a fantasy fiction series, but I don't think any adults will have a problem reading it. And like you said, I've actually had a lot of adults come up to me and really be able to appreciate this book as well as kids.
I do. I mean, like I said, I had my son read this. He's 11, and he went through the first couple pages and he said, "Ooh, this is what is this?" Like, he thought it was going to be like a Dr. Seuss Halloween book. And then I read it and I said, "No, that's not Dr. Seuss."
No.
Dr. Seuss, angry Dr. Seuss.
Angry Dr. Seuss.
I'm telling you. So what scares you in real life? What scares you?
I'm not sure I would list that right now. I'm not scared of too many things. There's a couple things probably.
Well, the reason why I ask you that is maybe that was some inspiration for some of the chapters in this book.
Well, like you say in the beginning, I dedicate it to my three children. It says, three beautiful souls born into a very scary world. This world scares me. Some of the things going on in this world scare me.
And what scares me? Gas prices.
Yeah.
That freaks me out more than anything. Yeah. Well, can you give out your website so someone can check you out?
Okay, the book, the publisher's website is hylaspublishing.com. That's H-Y-L-A-S. And for anybody who's over, I would say over 17 and wants to check out my personal work, that's wreckingboy.com.
Now, I'm sure you can pick this book up anywhere at Borders, Amazon.com, anywhere books are sold.
That's right. It's all over.
And it's well done. It's well written, and it scared the hell out of me.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
it. I'll tell you that. Well, listen, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Take care now.
You too.
Bye.